Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Monday, July 4th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. China intensifies their harassment of the underground church. A Christian school group works to meet the desperate needs of urban city schools, and we get good news from a women's ministry in Romania. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. China tops our news today. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says over the last few weeks, all across China, they've been getting a steady flow of reports of house churches coming under attack.
We saw 60 house churches raided simultaneously in one city. So obviously the level of coordination, the level of information and planning that would take shows that somebody pretty high up in the Chinese government is saying, let's do something about these house church Christians.
Nettleton believes the oppression will continue as long as the government continues to see believers as unpatriotic.
The government has the idea that these are people hiding underground, planning to overthrow the Communist Party. The reality is that these are people who choose to hide so that they can worship according to the dictates of their conscience. These are people who absolutely love their country. They pray for their government and for the government leaders.
Next, as Americans celebrate their independence today with picnics and parades, U.S. troops continue fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. The International Bible Society hasn't forgotten about these men and women serving their country, says the president of IBS, Peter Bradley. IBS has handed out 350,000 Bibles.
They're designed with a special camouflage cover, and the trim size is such that it just fits in their pocket of their cargo pants. And we're hearing just a wonderful response from chaplains abroad about how our troops are so responding to the gospel.
Bradley says soldiers are in a unique position to think about Christ.
That old saying that there are no atheists in the front line or in a foxhole, I think, is absolutely true. It's just a joy to think that these military combat frontliners have a scripture portion or a Bible in their pocket that they can refer to in times of need like that.
Pray that many will read God's word at their time of need and come to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. The urban public school setting in the United States is deteriorating. Minority children are failing in large numbers. Poverty holds many in its grip. But Worldwide Christian Schools' Dale Dielman says that the Christian schools are making a difference in that setting. The aim is to
provide affordable Christian education in urban centers, urban areas, as well as an alternative Christian education for students and for their families.
At the Christian schools, students get not only academic instruction, but also spiritual and emotional care. And students are excelling in those healthy environments. Worldwide Christian Schools gives encouragement and financial support to uphold these schools.
As a lot of churches have left urban areas, so too have some schools, and yet some schools have seen their mission to stay within the community. We also want to be supportive of those schools, too.
Pray that God will work through them to impact their urban neighborhoods. Next, Latvia is a relatively new member of the European Union. Since 1992, Greater Europe Mission has worked with Latvians to establish churches, and now they're mentoring young national pastors and leaders. For several years, the International Church of Riga has been reaching out to a small town that may be the site of an eventual church plant. An evangelistic camp is planned for the summer. Pray for the team as they lead the effort and for the logistics of the camp. And many women from troubled backgrounds come to IN Network's ARC ministry in Romania to receive counseling and support. The center also runs Bible study groups where the women are enriched and encouraged to grow spiritually. At a special meeting put on specifically for non-Christian women, nearly all who were invited actually attended the conference. As a result of that gathering, at least two came to Christ. Discipleship will be a natural outgrowth of the center's outreach. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.